USA Radio News.
One of the nation's largest health insurance companies and its branches in Nevada have been found liable for $60 million in punitive damages for underpaying out-of-network emergency medical providers. A state court jury says three plaintiffs headed by urgent care staffing service Team Health should each receive $20 million from Connecticut-based United Healthcare Insurance and five subsidiaries. United Healthcare said it will appeal. Senator Ted Cruz criticized President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault.
Cruz also called out Biden's surrender to Putin on a natural gas pipeline. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem proposed spending federal COVID-19 dollars on infrastructure and pay raises. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The NCAA revised its constitution, which is getting pared down. Passing a revised constitution at the NCAA convention in January is the first step in a two-phase process that will allow each division of the association to govern itself. Among the revisions was a clarification to note that the Board of Governors will approve contracts regarding media rights and revenue-producing agreements in consultation with each of the NCAA's three divisions. Cereal company Kellogg said most of its U.S. plant workers voted against a new five-year contract, forcing it to hire permanent replacements. Roughly 1,400 unionized cereal plant workers went on strike on October 5th as their contracts expired and compensation talks entered a standstill. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said her office will review events that occurred before the mass shooting that left four students dead at Oxford High School, despite the district's rejection of her offer to be its third-party investigator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New York City COVID-19 vaccine mandate is drawing criticism.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach.
Well, the response is that I think that people that elect office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that send them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe. They can keep their customers safe. They can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
On Tuesday, the Senate approved an Arizona police chief as the top border official in a near party line vote. 61-year-old Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus will become the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. It's the 60,000-person agency overseeing border security, trade, and travel. Politicians on both sides of the aisle have criticized Biden's immigration policies. Meanwhile, President Biden's VP Kamala Harris held a private meeting on Monday with nearly 20 members of Black women leaders and allies. They shared their recommendations on how the Biden administration could strengthen the right to vote without legislation passed by Congress. One attender said her failing is not an option. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.